Okay, Urbosai. If we recall, we're in the middle of Simen Kuf Pei Tes Seif Yud Gimel, which was a long one. We've just seen very nice Machlokas about a long haflaga followed by a short haflaga, and just remember the Deos. Here we have a plugga of 35, and here we have a plugga of 20. I know it wasn't the example. What happens to that plugga of 30? What happens to that plugga of 20? Of 20? Remember, the shach says, sorry, a plugga 35 is nekar. The Ramah, the Taz, and the Beis Yosef, right? If it would be unique circumstances, says, nope, it's still valid.
He would have agreed
with the Ramah, except in that case, he thought there's a local reason not to worry about it. A, B, C, it's still valid. 35 from B, and the Shulchan Aruch. Rav said it's still valid 35 days from C. Right, Shulchan Aruch said it's still valid. The clock is restarted. There are among the Taz and the Beis Yosef, except in his case for the local reason. It says it's still valid 35 days from when we originally expected it. And the Shach says it's Nekar Lagamre. And we paskin like the Shach, even though nowadays some people pass like the Shulchan Aruch. Clearly, you're a Chabadnik, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise, it would be good to paskin like the Shach. Okay, let us continue then. Let's see where we were up to. Let's try again because we're in the middle of the sentence. Starting in the Rambam. Ha'isha sharasa chokesh mulesh lachosh u'la'afraga ad she'tikva beth lachosh b'tolot fa'amim beth lachloga ba'arba fa'amim o she'a te'akar echad mehem. Okay, that's the general principle. Ketzad rasa ve'echa v'nisan ve'esher bo chokesh lecha be'ir v'nei rosh chodesh nisan. Rasa ve'echa be'ir or lo rasa bo, that was the controversial line. Chokesh l'tes be'ir shu yom esher mir'ios yom kaf she'a rasa. Rasa be'tes be'ir. Lo rasa choshesh la esrim beir shem akav lo vestes chaf lachodesh rasa esrim lachodesh nisan. That's definitely true. Regardless of whether or not a short haflaga uproots a longer haflaga, everyone agrees one day of the month doesn't uproot another day of the month. So even though she saw, may or may not have seen on the first of the month, and may or may not have seen on the ninth of the month, she still choshesh for the 20th of the month. Because the Vesta Chodesh is not Nekar just because you see a different day of the month. Okay, there's no debate about that. V'chein hi choshesh v'shlo olam, like Rosh, you have to worry forever. Ad shetikva v'ses echad kidino, until she's koveya one v'ses. Da'ad in choshesh v'shein shlo mikva, in which case you no longer have to worry about one that's not kavua. Ovad she'echami in Nekar, ad in choshesh v'shlo shlo mikva ha'sheini. Okay. This is the principle. Let's just remember, what does this mean for us? This means for us that every girl who doesn't have a Vesta Kavua is just Chosesh for the most recent Vesta Chodesh and the most recent Aflaga. Theoretically, Korm just said she's two Vesta Chodesh, but practically that never really happens. She's just Chosesh for the most recent day of the month, the most recent Aflaga, and the most recent Oda Beinonis, until she uproots them by not doing it once, or she's kavua. What do we see in this line? We see a chiddush in this line that there are two ways to uproot an eid of kavua. Right? Atiras beses she'eino kavua. There's two ways. What are the two ways to uproot a beses kavua? One is akiraso. If it doesn't happen once, you uproot this same kavua. But the chiddush of the Ramah here that we didn't yet know is the other way to uproot a vesheinu kavua is vias
Veses Kavua, if you're making a Veses Kavua, that uproots all Eino Kavuas.
Here, the Pesik Shuvah quotes a big chum from the Chavos Das. Says the Chavos Das,
he says that's only true if they can't coexist. But if they could coexist, then it doesn't uproot the Eino Kavua, which is a rare case.
What do you think?
A plug and a flugga, even if you hold you can have two of plugs at the same time, unlike the shah, so they can't coexist. A plug and a chodesh can't coexist.
Because if you see every test of the chodesh at every 20 days,
then it's going to end up that you're seeing a time that means it'll be too soon to get your period on test of the chodesh, or too soon to get your period on the plugga. He says, but what about test of the chodesh and aleph chodesh?
Those can coexist. Maybe you'll get your period twice a month on the 1st and 15th. So what does he say here? He says, Sheshneim chashed the best chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh and Chafhei. Maybe they can both exist, because you can have a double best chodesh. Therefore, as we see later on, therefore it doesn't uproot it.
So, here we have a chumra. The Chavos Das says the Pesach Shuvah Yud Beis, the Shem Chavos Das, that nope, a Veses HaChodesh Kavua doesn't uproot Veses HaChodesh Sheino Kavua, but that's a big chiddush. It says why? Because you can have two Veses HaChodesh to have a period twice a month on random days. Says, no, that's too big the chiddush. That's too big the chiddush. Well, Mike said, if you're looking about a shulchan here, he says that we don't pass like this Chavos Das. He quotes a number of recording against this Chavos Das.
Who does he quote? I didn't bring my body shulchan, I wrote down. The Nevi Huda, the Shulchan Acharav, and he makes many other to you, Kim.
We don't hold like this Chavos Das. Any Kavua uproots an Eino Kavua. Why? Because, you know, theoretically, they could both be true if some really weird one in a million circumstances happens, but we don't worry about the weird one in a million circumstances. Once you have a kliyus, you don't have to worry about the eight. Yes, because I didn't say, hold on, let me say better. Why? Let's say I had an eight kavua for a flaga of 20, and now I make a kavua for Rosh Chodesh. Before Rosh Chodesh, I can't have 20 anymore. So if you think about it, Rosh Chodesh, and then I'll have to see how to be 20, but then I'll see a Rosh Chodesh and I'll ruin it. Right? So, again, depending on your sheet is over there, but Lemaisa, since we don't hold like your long time at least, he says, therefore, a Kavios of a, everyone uses Kavios of a Plugger, Kavios of a Plugger, Kavios of a Plugger, 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 Chodesh, the only Chomer that Chomer stops that. Chodesh doesn't approve Chodesh is Mefurish at the very end, close to the very end, rather, of the Simen, that you can have two Vestos HaChodesh simultaneously. So he says that it does not approve it. Well, he's saying, oh, it's not true. You can, but we're not worried about that until it's proven.
We didn't find Akira Sotan.
It doesn't have, it, you don't get your period of there on that day once.
Only if it doesn't.
Okay, so hold that thought for a few minutes. Hold that thought for a few minutes. Yeah, that's, I'm trying to stall as long as I can in answering that question. Because okay, but let's, meanwhile, I can stall at least till the end of the set. You understand why I said that. Okay, so let's go weiter. Continuing, he says, now we're going to have something we already saw. The ain't question is that you move again actually for ending. Right, we all know you're not chosen to any kavua of Gilon. Keitav rosa tesva v'nisan choshesh l'tesva v'ir let yom haChodesh. Lo rosa v'tesva v'ir. Ain choshesh tesayin bo. We don't think you need Gilon. And even if rosa tesayin bo, so you have one Gilon. Choshesh l'tesayin v'sipan for the Chodesh. Ain choshesh l'yod zayin bo. We don't worry about the Gilon. And even if rosa yod zayin bo, choshesh l'yod zayin v'tamas for the Chodesh. Ain choshesh l'yod chesbo for the Gilon. Rossi and Ketch, Thomas Kovalo, Beth, the Lugin, then that's the best Lugin. The Hoshesh is lay your test to Ab, the Chain, the Zuba, a flood with the Lugin, Kiim, Chiluk, Bay, Nahem. Of course, we're talking about you saying Lakshua, right? Because he says you need test off because I designed your test. That's okay, he's about to explain himself. Rak, he says, Yeshomer, keep the deal of Kodesh, which is what you just said. We're showing them in a mini kosher bar. I use the example, Shmuel, you mean Pesach, 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 but you should know that when it comes to dealing with the Chodesh, there's also a Rav who says Pesach, 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 and, you know, we already mentioned that earlier. Here, there is a funny line. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but what is funny? He says, Rakesh Omrim ki b'dilon Chodesh ha'ri'ah rishona min aminyan. Some people say, sorry, Dilul Chodesh, that in Dilul Chodesh, the first one counts. Means the machlok is Rav and Shmuel about Dilul Chodesh. What does he seem to imply? Which the Taz of the Shach and everyone goes crazy. What does he mean? But in Dilul Chodesh, it's also machlok is Rav and Shmuel. So why does he say in Dilul Chodesh, you should know there's another opinion. Aren't there also two opinions about Dilul Chodesh? Okay, so everyone, basically, Shach says, Tzorich Ion, dot, 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 and Tzorich Ion. Right, we can skip the middle because we know where he's. You know, we know he hasn't gotten anywhere. Okay, he offered a tzarchim to a tzarch medium. The Taz also talks about this in the Torah. So, man, everyone tries to either leave with tzarchim or answer with the Ramah. All it depends is that Pashup Shad in this Ramah is Meduyak, like Pashup Shad in the Mechaber against all the Echronim. That Rav and Shmuel only argue about dealing of Chodesh, but they don't argue about dealing of Haflaga. That's why I said at the time, you'll see the Ramban, Sifri Gimel sounds like the Mechaber. So Pashup Shad in the Ramban is that he's saying there's only Mechaber, Rav and Shmuel, dealing of Chodesh, not dealing of Haflaga, like Pashup Shad in the Mechaber. However, the Ma'isa of the Echronim don't accept that, and the Echronim say that the Mechaber is Rav and Shmuel in dealing of Haflaga, just like in dealing of Chodesh. Okay, we don't put them here again, so we're already at it. So let's go, let's continue then. Rasa b'tesva v'nisa. Now here is the, here's where it starts out, not as controversial, but it's going to get a little more controversial. Rasa b'tesva v'nisa, m'shich v'yasa arba yamin. You notice the Shach and the Taz here, they had a messed up Gersa in Ramah. Must have been, I'm sure you go to the library and find it. The printing of the Shacharit Ramah, the Shacharit Taz had, which are missing some words, so they filled in words. Pretty, they guessed right. So that's why it's going to be a little strange that, like, the Shach is like filling in things that we have, although the Shach admits some smart actually have this Girsa. Right, so we have the right Girsa, we can ignore the Shach in Lamed Ches, and we can ignore the Taz and Chafez and Chaf Gimel. What does it say? Tesvav Nisim Mishichu Riyosa Arba Yom. Yom Pesai Be'ir Rasa Mishichu Riyosa Shlosh Yom. With Steven Skilos V'yodayin Bo, Yesh Omrim Shechosheshes Le Bilog. Oh, that's up here. Oh, the Vesa Shavet. Shari Shilcha Liro Shalosh Pa'amim V'yodayin L'chovesh. Yesh Omrim Sheinkam Vesa Shavet Kla'al Lo Chotav Nachar Tchilos Riyo V'chein. What happened? 1 month. What month are we starting with here? Nisan? Doesn't really matter, right?
Nisan, what is she saying? Tesvav, Tesvayin, Yerzayin, Yerches. Iyar, she saw Tesvayin, Yerzayin, Yerches. Sivan, she saw Yerzayin. She started to see Yerzayin. And she probably went through your test as well, but that's not what we're up to right second.
So Yesh Omrim, that, well, let's see. Everyone agrees she had, right, it's like a crossword puzzle, right?
That's this B-log, but Yesh Omrim, she also has a Vesa Tashtavet. Right, this is Makuli Allah. This is Yesh Omrim.
Okay, let's go in. Right, there's no Vesa Shavet Klal. What's the machlokas here? This is the same machlokas we saw in Kof Pei Dalet. Right? Yesh Omrim the Ramban that
you go even by the continuation of the Re'iyah. And therefore you have to be signing and signing and signing. And of course, you also go by the beginning of the Re'iyah, so you have a Veses.
Hadilud. But the second Yesh Omrim, which is how we paskin in Kof Pei Dalet, is that you only go by the beginning of the Re'iyah, and that is the Baal HaMor and other Rishonim.
And especially the later Rishonim. And therefore, you only have a Veses Bilug and not a Veses Hashavet. Okay, and how do we not get the Pesach is clear? It's the same as the Kufay Dalit, right? Is that Yesh Omrim? We pass and you only go by the beginning. You don't go by the continuation. And therefore, she has no basis for your dying. There's a technical issue here, which is, of course, you look at this board and you say, hold on. This is only according to Rav, this dealing, not according to Shmuel. You need your test. Why is it giving an example of Rav? And it's a technical issue. The Shach, the Taz, and the Kuzak Kesef argue about this. The Taz makes a big Kiddush, not a Kiddush in Tzar, just a Kiddush in Shitas. That says the Taz, the Taz person, not the Taz date. The Ramban is Machner, like the Shita of Rav, even though they're not possible like Shmuel, he's really Machner both ways, like Rav. And that's why you consider this a Veses HaDilot. Then the Kuzak Kesef says, nah. He says, give me a break. Why did Nisan go 4 days and here go 3 days? Obviously, what the Taz is green, the Shach will be blue, and the Kuzak Kesef, Shach says, why did Nisan go 3 days and here 2 days and Tivon 1 day? Obviously, you forgot the continuation. It means, and then it goes all the way here, because the Shach held that the Ramban possibly like Shmuel, which is the Pashtun Shach, plus the Shach, and the Pashtun Shach, and the Pashtun Shach, just out of the stuff here. So the Shach says, and it continues to be your test. And there's a remnant to that, so it started with 4 days. You needed 4 days to be sent, it wasn't going to continue to your test. That's the remnant that you're continuing to your test. Just, it's not here, because that's when the Machlokas comes. And the Machlokas comes in, it's your diet. You go by continuations or not. But the D-log actually needs a little further. Okay. That's the Machlokas, doesn't matter. We know how we pass it. But which way the Ramban pass it is not relevant. Halacha lit maisa. Okay, one other point, which is the shot here. We had this also in Kofpei, Dalid, Se'if base. Remember, the Ramban says, a woman who changes her veses 2 days before or after has to be kosher for all of them. Says the Shach, forget about the Vesatilug. It is really kosher all the Vesatilugs. All the Vesatilugs are like changing around 2 days before or after. Why don't you just have to kosher for all of them? It's one big mishmash based on that Ramban. And the three says, no, because by the right time, the Ramban there. The Ramban didn't mean that if she has the mishmash, your kosher is for the whole mishmash. Rather, the Rama meant that if you have a Veses Kavua and you deviate once, you have to kosher for the Veses Kavua and the deviation, which is the Mufurish Mishnah. Okay, that's the Shach and Rama test. Okay, now, Gertler and Michael Goldman asked me. They say, this talk they're willing to accept, right? Meaning, we're not going to be Kovea Veset based on the continuation of the Riva, right? So in Nisan, only test Vav was anything. The rest of them were just continuations. And in Iyar, only test Zayin was anything. The rest were just continuations. And in Iyar, only Mir Zayin was anything. So therefore, we're the Rabbi of Veset Dilog, like Shmuel, you're on your way to Veset Dilog, with no Veset Shach. But for the sake of illustration, let me put in their mouth the opposite scenario. Right, what if you have the opposite scenario? Meaning, what if you would have Nisan Yudches, Iyar, right, Yudzayin Yudches, Sivan, to avoid all chash of deal. That's Yudvav, Tesayin, Yudzayin Yudches, right? That really gets us all out of any deal with chash. What about in that case? For that matter. Meaning, if a headship old care of the Veses, if we already were close here, what happens when we get to here? What happens when we get to here? Very valid question. There actually is a true of her Moshe. Rav Moshe, where he paskins like the Shach. I think I'm going to mention he paskins like the Shach.
over here about Hakwagos. It's in your day, Hilik Aleph, and Kufman days. He goes in and he says, even according to our Ramban, we don't care about the continuation, but if Yudhetz was already a start, you'd have to be ultimate if it's a continuation. After all, you can't say a bad character to cleaning that day, right? This is very, very controversial. What do we do in these cases? L'maisa, the minhag olam, as far as I've seen, is that, let's even forget about Sivan for now. What would happen after Iyar? Can you still keep your chess? Or do you say now, my best sachodesh is inside? Tell me if you think I'm wrong, but what I've seen in the minhag olam is that they only worry about inside.
Kabbalah's Das discusses this, I think, in many places, including maybe two places in our Siman and Pesach Tshuva. What are those two places? It is Pesach Tshuva, Sukkot, Yud Aleph. Okay, that's good enough. No, that's a little different. Anyway, we certainly had that earlier. Anyway, Lamaisa, what do you do in this case? Let me just review. Let's go to here.
Clearly, in Sivan, she's Kosheshet with Zion. Is she Kosheshet for your guest? The Buddha would say yes. No, she wasn't home for your guest. Why not your guest? What? Yud Zion. That was just a test. Would she be Kosheshet for your guest on that next month? Or Moshe assumed yes. And she had a galaxy in Kofa base. Since it didn't start cleaning on that day, even though you didn't really have an opportunity to disprove it for the middle of the period, nonetheless, since the period chose to come a day earlier, now that day, Lamaisa, the Minhag Olam, is Lahakel and not to be Kosheish in that case, even though there are Poskim who would be Machber in that case.
What was the word again? And he says very cleverly, he says, even according to Maskavith Ramah, meaning this Ramah,
who says that we don't go by the, we don't go bad messes from continuations, but if we started it, if it started at the beginning of the messes, we're not going to uproot it. If it's a continuation, then it will only be made up.
Will we be more active
by
it?
By what?
By death of Tavua.
By death of Tavua, great question.
That was the discussion, the Chavos Das, that was the Chavos Das and Koch Pei Dalet, Sif Beis, on that Ramah that we just mentioned, and also hiding somebody to ensure it, but... Okay, someplace fine here. Okay, maybe it'll show up at some point.
That's a couple of das. If it was the start, and one second. What does the Chavos Das say? and the Bani Shulchan's macro like this Chavos Das, says the Chavos Das that if you have, let's say, Yud Ches, whatever it is, Yud Zayin Yud Ches, says that's not an Akiva. He admits, if you were read Kavua, says the Chavos Das, he says that since it's started out with three, that it's not an akir. Once you start out with three, a continuation is not going to be an akir or the best of someone. Well, I'm going to go harder in a second. And he says, even if you only started out with two, he says, this is Kavua. So he said, if you started out with two beginnings of periods, a continuation would be Kavua, and Kol Kini started out with three, then a continuation will not be Oker. That's the Chumra of the Chavos Das. That's what Chavos Das says in, he suggests, okay, that's what Chavos Das says into Kol Kini Dalit. The Bavei Shulchan is Machmer that way. I don't know if there's a clear minute of holding about this, because I don't know how often it happens exactly.
What if Lamish stopped and started again after a day of absence? You're asking, would that be considered a new kfiyas? Okay, it's dependent on some other things you're going to say. And if it really, it's pretty rare that it's really stopped and started again, lechor would be machmir to consider it its own veses and not a continuation. If it really totally stopped and started again. But let's say Yitzhak, there was nothing, then Yitzhak, it was really a flow.
What if that issue did a wouldn't be like a flow.
Right, then we'll see. We'll get to that. And with the mice, it's pretty rare, but yes, we would consider that a, but it's never enough.
If she was had a couple of your tests,
then it's in where it will be tests.
Yeah.
Already. Next month, start designing to do your tests.
Then next month, she has to keep designing your tests.
Because it could be super.
Because your tests wasn't uprooted. That is a big humor. The minig is not that way.
Every time the kid comes out, probably once in a while, a woman by chance just happens to get like, Gavessa Kavua, Yuchas. And then she generally sees around that same time of the month, and there's a span of a few days where she sees. In that case where she happens to get like Gavessa Kavua, it's going to take a while for it to actually be over then. You've not got to have that whole span of time happen all after Yuchas or all happen before Yuchas.
No, but he's saying, but the question is, would you need three in a row of no flow in your test, or would it be good enough that it keeps it neutral? And I'm not sure. I have to go back to my eye on him, so we'll come back to that.
What are you doing?
Where's the thing? Hey, with Alex and Kofka base. Mikdash. Okay. Let me double check that before I answer. Okay. Let us meanwhile continue in the Shulchan Aruch. Paisa regila liros yom etzrim b'yechol v'zeh v'skavua v'shimtol yom shloshim v'zeh v'zeh asu. That's a first mission, right?
right? Yeah. This used to be. Let's check if it still is. Here it is, yes. Okay, bottom seven gimel on the base. This is a meaning, even with this kavua, she is a shinoi, it's possession for the kavua and the shinoi, because the kavua is her kavua until it's over three times, the shinoi is an eno kavua. Okay. Ukshagia yom eshem lepia shloshem asura mishom veses har mishom. This is quoting our papa and our kunda great Yeshua from here. You know what? Shmuel, do you take this word, please? Which is going to be the beginning of a lot of big debates. But this part is pretty posh, even though the debate between our papa, right, Michael? It's our papa and our kunda great Yeshua. But that's not my debate anymore. All the Mishon and Paskin the same way. What's the question? The question is this. Do you count haflagas, right, from when you should have gotten your period but didn't? What's the example here? Here we have, right, periods are... Right, 20, 20, 20. Now she's a Vesis Kavua. And then, so she's Vesis for 30 and 20. Right, so what's the Eino Kavua? 30 from now is her Eino Kavua from the Shinoi. When is the Vesis Kavua? When is she kosher for a Vesis Kavua? Says Rav Papa. Says Rav Papa. The Vesis Kavua is she should have seen 20. She didn't. So another 20 after, meaning 20. After when she should have seen according to her kliyos, right? Which is 20 after when she should have seen. She should have seen like right here, day 20. Instead, she went to day 30. But the reskavua is pretend she saw in her reskavua. So basically, 10 days later. That's her reskavua according to her papa. Because you pretend you count from when she should have gotten her period. We constantly for Hunabrid Roshua, he says, no should've. You count when she did get her period. Best is Kavua, Lafi, Rahuna, Ray. The Rabbi Yoshua. Say this 20 days after she did get her period. Not 20 days. 20 days after she did. That's the machlokas. When we count the 20, obviously the 30 is from 30. When we count the 20, do we count the 20 from the 30th day when she did see, or the 20 from the 20th day of when she should have seen? That's the machlokas, and we paskin against Rav Papa and like Rav Huna Ben Yehoshua, and that's what it says here, 20 days after the 30th day when she saw, that's when she is choshesh. You always kind of plug up for the most recent re'iyah, not from when there should have been a re'iyah, from when there was a re'iyah. That's clear. You don't count when there should have been a re'iyah, you count when there was a re'iyah.
Yeah.
What's
the far of she's a real pastor away?
Ah, the svari is that what's a divesis kavua? The divesis kavua is there is a fluke, but you're keeping your kliyos. There's a fluke that this period came 10 days late. You still should keep your kliyos every 20 days.
Of her cycle, not
No, it's that, basically, it's that we really, she should have gotten her period 20 days after this.
Right.
It just showed up a little, and therefore she get her next period another 20 days later. That's her kfias. Here, let me illustrate this. You sort of get the point. Let's say again, here is day 1, 21, 41. I know what I'm counting 20 is what we call Haflagas Chaf Aleph. You'll excuse me, right? 81, 101, 121, etc. Right? There's really a flag of Chaf Aleph. Now it's Kavua. What do we expect to happen? We expect. That's what we expect. What happened? All of a sudden, something weird happened. 91 happened. No, I'm not really getting anything, right? Well, what does Rapapa say? No, we expected 81, 100, 121. Keep what we expect. So it happened 91, but we still expect 101 because this will be us. Our Rapuna says, it's not that we expected 81, 100. We expected intervals of 20. So still expect an interval of 20. How, you know, obviously Rapapa is not just a hot meeting. Rapapa is smarter. I'll leave it at that. Yes, as Eina Kavua. That's Pasha. Meaning, if Pasha, I mean, here it's having some, you know. Here. So again, what day from now on? 121 is for sure Eina Kavua. That's for sure, because maybe now she's switching every 30 days. 101 is Kavua Lefira Papa. And 111 is Kavua Lafi Rav Huna Bray de Rav Yeshua. Okay, and again, we pass in. Wrong, Rav Yeshua is right. Okay, now let's go on. This is the case with Marnav Son of Dawes. Shimsa Pamayin Leo Shloshim. Oh, sorry. Vim Lotzer of Gochus and Shlom Shloshim. That's again. We keep 101. So, we keep 111. And if she doesn't see 111, she goes 121. Great. Shins up on my social twice. She changed to 30. That's really no different than once changed, right? That was that's right. 20 and 30 is a loss, right? Shins up Shalosh from the Yom Shloshim. She changed 3 times to Yom Shloshim and a new slate, right? Huta Yom Esrim. Yom Esrim is gone. It's just in the history books. The next Yom Shloshim. That's a new Vesta Kavua. Okay, now here is the case of the Gemara, where it's not clear what the Gemara meant and what the Girsa is, and, you know, it's not clear that the Taz was interpreting the Ramban properly, since I'm fairly certain the Taz didn't have a copy of the Ramban. He only had a copy of the Torah quoting the Ramban. And then it's not clear that he interpreted the Rashba properly. Okay, but let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. The Ma'akar, which is quoting the Ramban, which is really quoting the Gemara. After one or two changes to day 30, Rotzel of Esrim, she sees after 20, cause of Esrim, Esrim, Lukomo, Lahotr, Shloshim, 20 comes back and 30 disappears. The Gemara nicknames this. I think what is more nicknamed this principle? Orach Bismanova. The Orach comes in its time, right? Orach being like this week's Parsha, right? The Orach came in its time, meaning when we know it came in its time, the old Vesses is back, and the Shinoi, the Eino Kavua, disappears.
Did you make the Kavua for 30 in the next 20?
No, no, it says time will come in once or twice 30.
I'm going to put my Chasper Shalom on the board.
Right, this is not the case. This is not the case in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Not in the Shulchan Aruch. If she has a plug of 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 30, 20, then her Kavua is still 30. Those first 20s are now yesterday's newspaper. They're gone. Her Kavua, what's her status now? Her status is still Kavua 30,
we couldn't care less. There's not or no orach b'zmanava. Eino kavua of 20. This is not orach b'zmanava. Why is it not orach b'zmanava? Because it's not even an orach anymore. The 20 is deleted. It's put in the trash bin and recycled. The case we're dealing with here is an interesting case. Is only had one or two 30s. What's the finish? Great. What's the finish of one or two 30s? Now, just to be fair, you can't ask what's the chiddush based on what we know from Chassam class, right? You can't ask what's the chiddush based on what we know from reading Ramah, right? Because the Mahabharata wrote this before the Ramah. You can only ask what's the chiddush based on what we know. You can't other Gemaras, but there aren't any, so that works out. Or other Mahabharas that we've read until now. Like, so if you think about it, we actually haven't read very much of the Mahamra until now. We had a long Ramah, but that's not fair. It's not the Chiddush. You didn't know what the Ramah was, right? So what's the case here? The case here seems to be funny, right? Once or twice, 30, and then she sees then she sees the 20. So here is a big machlokas, because it's not exactly what it says anymore. Okay, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch. Two ways. To the best of my knowledge, I think there's only two ways of reading the Shulchan Aruch. You'll tell me if you think I'm wrong. What is the case of the Shulchan Aruch, which may not be the same case as the Gemara? Why do I say may not be the same case as the Gemara? Because the Gemara sort of adds something, at least in our case, the Gemara, that doesn't have, which then she didn't see on 30. So, what does the Shach say the case is? The Shach says the case is 20, 20, 20, 20, right? 20. Lots of 20. There's a real 20. Now, what happens? Once, 30. Again, 30. Once or twice. Let's make it twice, right? Twice, 30. And then what? Now, okay. I should have brought the Gemara, because then let's start with the Taz then. Start with the Taz, great. What? No, I know the Gemara. I'm just trying to figure out what order to present. Let's start with case of the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Taz and the Shach, who's the Shach that like here? The Madani Melech, right? Who's the Madani Melech? Where would you find the Madani Melech? Try typing Madani Melech in the fire line and see what you get. You don't get anything. Doesn't matter, you don't get anything. Where would you find it through this? In this room, I'm a little stuck. Because I don't have the paper that I want. Who's on the bottom of the rush? So both work. Who else? What? Madani Yotif, right? Madani Yotif is the Madani Melech that he means. The Madani Yantif is the Madani Melech. Madani Yantif is Madani Melech. That means it used to be called Madani Melech. Then some sefer says they changed the name for a known reason, but we don't know what it is. It's going into all kinds of speculations why they changed the name of it. So it's not called Madani Melech anymore, but that's what it is. It's on the bottom of the rush. I just don't have a rush on Nida in this room, so I can't show it to you. Put it there. Okay, do you take it up? Anyone here?
Okay, anyway, Kitzer, just if you ever want to look at the Madani Melech, now you know where to find it. So let's start with Madani Melech, who the Shach doesn't like, and the Taz.
My case of the Perch, the thing, Madani Melech, the Taz.
What did he say? You changed twice to 30, and then you went back to 20, right? Amat the Chish. The finish is that 30 is Nekar, 20 is Kavua, and that's called Orach Bezmanova. That's the Chiddush of Orach Bezmanova. Okay, what part of this is a Chiddush?
No.
Is it a what?
No.
Is it a Chiddush that 20 is not Nekar? What? Of course, that's Chiddush 20 is not Nekar. If it's Nekar twice and not three times, over, that's not a Chiddush. I think the Chiddush is that 30 is Nekar. Bro, where does it say that? According to the Taz, it's a Chiddush, right? The Shach would say it's not a Chiddush, right? Of course, a short aflaga is over a long aflaga. But according to the Taz, it's a Chiddush, the 30 is uprooted. What is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that 30 is Nekar. 30 is Nekar. There's only a Chiddush, Lefi Taz, which we call say, Lefi Taz, the Sover, the Haflaga, Sarva, Eina Okeres, Haflaga Aruka, right? And the Shulchan Aruch Rav, right? The Shach is not going to be able to say this. For the Shach, what's the Chiddush, right? But here it's a Chiddush. Flaga, Sarva, 20 should not be Okar Flaga of 30 according to the Taz, so it's a Chiddush. Of course, the Shach says this can't be the Chiddush. I'm saying the Shach says that according to the Shach. The Meir says 20 is over 30 always, because the Shach Flaga always over a long half Flaga. The fact that 20 is not Nekar is also not a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? So the Shach says a different case. They want to give me the numbers according to the Shach.
20, 20, 20, 30, 30.
Okay, who wants to help? 20, 20, 50. What? Who wants to help me out here? What would the 40. Shot right next? 40. 40, good. 40 is infinite. I think 35. He doesn't say, right? Michael, he doesn't say. Did he say the number?
Well, isn't that part of the model of how you need to get 20 back?
Yeah, but did you say a number or did you say more than 30? What does he say here? Madani Melech, etc. Yeah, I don't think so.
What is that of the Ofer Chafetz in the third time?
Says the Shafik Shalosh Bam Lo Rosa Yom Esrim Lo Nekar Yom Esrim Kevin Shlo Rosa Yom Shloshim Sheishu Dal Gevezav Tome Chimas Peshas etc. Uvedame Dani Mele etc. He says she never got to the 30 because she saw 20, but he hears Tzarich Ion and. Flagos, etc. In can if you look. He didn't say explicitly. But I think you might have meant something that I'm gonna disagree with. Yeah. Now you have another 20, right? He says. Because what does the Gemara say? Let me read you the Gemara. Ready? Ha'tilmuda liyos ro yom esrim. Shinsa liyom shloshim. Higi yom esrim v'larasa. Higi yom shloshim v'arasa. Right? Meaning, she was the child of shloshim and had another shloshim. Yom Esrim v'lo Rasa, Yom Shloshim v'lo Rasa, Yom Esrim v'Rasa. Puta Yom Shloshim, Nesar Yom Esrim. So what does the Gemara actually say? The Gemara says, then she didn't see 30, but she saw 20. If she didn't see 30, how did she see 20? So the answer is, he's gone on 35, and then 20. Okay, how does it fit into the Shulchan Aruch? It fits into the Shulchan Aruch. It's saying that she changed once or twice to 30, and then no further to 30, but other random days. What? It could have also been less than 30, but if it's less than 30, then it's too obvious that 30 is uprooted because the shackle was thrown up on it after the long off one. No, then it wouldn't fit the Gemara. The Gemara says 20 came and passed, 30 came and passed. So, that's what I'm talking about the Gemara. So, and what's the Chiddush? Taka, this is a big Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that.
The only Chiddush you mentioned before, the best four is always there.
Exactly. Chiddush is that 20 is Kavua. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is Orach Vizmanuba. And this is what we hold the principle called Orach Vizmanuba. The Chiddush is even though 20 was nekar gimel pa'amim, even though 20 was nekar three times, but it wasn't nekar equally, meaning it wasn't replayed. If it wasn't replaced, since it wasn't replaced, unlike that first Kitnan Shovnar, since it wasn't replaced, it's always the past Bachatas, Rovates, etc. It's always waiting in the wings, right? That's a good way to put it. Right? That's Orch Bizmanuba. Since it wasn't replaced, it is always waiting in the wings. What does that mean? Anyway, the point is, this is the big Chiddush. This is the Chiddush that now we have. This is a new principle, according to the Shach, called Orach Bizmanuba. What's the principle of Orach Bizmanuba? The principle is that even if events have been uprooted three times, and you're not koshish for it anymore, it's not kavua anymore. Nonetheless, if it happens once, it comes back. If it was replaced by a different kavua, it doesn't come back. But if it's uprooted three times, it doesn't, and it's not replaced, it comes back. Basically, what does this mean? Every woman has to remember her last vessel's kavua, even if it was 5 years ago. Because whatever was her last vessel's kavua, her second last vessel's kavua is garbage. That's been deleted. But her last vessel's kavua is in the trash bin, but not deleted. And therefore, if it ever happens once, she has to be kosher for it. Blueprint of the Orchid Banaba, the vessel's kavua, even though it was uprooted, right? In this case, what happened here? Nekar Esther. We say also Nekar Shulchan, fine. Nonetheless, as a matter of fact, technically, Nekar Esrim, even before this, 20 days later, when it doesn't happen, it's Nekar Esrim, right? In between, Nekar Esrim, nonetheless, it's waiting, and it can return as soon as you have another 20.
Okay, that's the butter, please. And now
Nakmar,
and now
it's now you're Kovet, that replaced it, yes.
After and then she has the first period after having that would she then have to start counting from her original before?
After a woman then gets pregnant. That's
yeah.
The case? In the vegetable, she does get pregnant, they had a baby, and then she finishes the time of being at this.
But she has a period.
What?
She has a period.
Then Pashut her vegetable comes back. That's not even a finish.
Even after going through this process, meaning.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Meaning, even if she got pregnant, had a baby, He had a vest kavua of a flog of 32. Got pregnant, had a baby. A year later, had 33, 31, 35. Now she's been over her 32. But it's still waiting there. She has 32 once that comes back to full force and eliminates all the ainu kavuas and comes back to full force. This is the finisher. Even though right now she had no kavua and an ainu kavua of 35, nonetheless, she's back to being regular kavua of 20 as if nothing ever happened. That's not a big finish. This doesn't stay explicitly anywhere else in Shas, but here, if you read the Gemara this way. Yeah.
At day 35, she's not, after seeing on day 35, she's not koshesh for day Esrim anymore.
Correct.
Only after the fact does it read.
Exactly. She's Nekar Esrim. As soon as 20 days passed here, Esrim is Nekar. She doesn't even have to wait for 35.
Right.
As soon as day 20 comes to be clean, Esrim is Nekar. Nekar once, twice, three times. Okay. That's what I meant here. That's what I put the arrow in the middle. Certainly, by the time she gets to seeing at 35, Esrim is Nekar. So it's a Nekar, but nonetheless, it comes back. That Orach is Manabah. Right? That's the finish. Now, that's the finish of this Gemara, which Taka has not been in anything we've seen until now. Right? According to, that's the big finish of this Gemara and this. That's the big chiddush of this Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch according to the Shas. So these are the two ways of reading this Gemara. Obviously, the Shas would not want to read the Gemara in the Taz's way. Then there's really no chiddush. 20 is over 30, having nothing to do with Aruch was mana going to be a Tzadina Kavua. And the fact that 20 wasn't uprooted is obvious. The fact that 20 uprooted 30 is obvious. There's not much of a chiddush. Okay.
According to Shas, way that you might never. Like, going to be ochre.
There is no way to be ochre the most recent trash vest. Right. There's no way to ochre the most recent trash vest. No way. Meaning, theoretically, if a girl was 13 years old and had a vestas kavua, and then never had a kvius again, and now she's 50, and she's done that day once, the vestas kavua comes back.
Why, this comes back to why don't we ask her that girls to be back from that age?
Because if we don't want to be
much. We see them put in the diary over the 10 years that they can easily meet someone. She could become an even.
Because we don't have three of them to worry about every possibility.
What does it mean, every possibility? I mean, if tomorrow a woman says about need a business of law to take action.
Look, if she mamish has a kvios that's very, very noticeable, then she'll notice. If you say, but maybe she'll have a kvios but not notice it. And then have to keep that in mind for later. And we're not off Sukina Reisa until we see it. We don't have to worry about it.
Reisa?
No, not Sukina things. You're saying, why don't we assume something will happen, which will be a halachic problem later on? It just happens. Okay. We're not also laughing like you.
So what if the kvias that she had was one of these more like dilug, right? So then, in general, we say that we're not closing for a dilug if there's one instance of a dilug. We did see a scenario where this is like more intense, closer to what we call it.
What if she had tesvav tezayin yuzayin yudches, that's the dilug l'chulei alma, and then totally lost it. 2 years later, she sees gimel dalet.
Yeah.
Now you say her Ves Bila of Kavua comes back. Now she has a Vesis Ladila again.
Right.
That's kind of what it sounds like. It's very
unlikely. But the acts, I'm sure, keep track of all that too, right?
Probably. I wonder. I'm a suspect. What can I tell you? Anyway, let me be a little heretical, even though that's not a wise idea when you're being recorded. Let me be a little heretical nonetheless. Lemaisa, if she mamish has a kvius, like that's her nature, she's going to notice regardless of what she back up. She's a guy, she would also notice. Like whatever, people notice if they have a kvius in their body, right? And then they're going to notice. If you're saying, no, no, obviously it's not really something fierce about her body. Just coincidentally, she had that like three yotzes in a row or tetzvotes, ayin yotzes, yotzes, or something. Then why shouldn't she always have to pay attention to cases that happened to 5 years later, worry that it came back? So the answer might be, well, Maista, if it's really just a coincidence anyway, then even if halachically would have qualified, it's not the end of the world if she doesn't notice. Because the main point about halacha is to be choshesh for what's really natural. And if it was really coincidence, then even though halachically it's an alabasas, because, you know, of a low plug, then it's not the end of the world if she doesn't notice.
In Daniel's case, if she'd already managed to keep
tracking your matchup, though. Yeah. Meaning every woman should write down somewhere her most recent kiyos.
Something. For that, you have to be
close. And a chanami. She should write down her most recent kiyos and remember it.
I mean, if he does ever subsequently have that.
Look, oh, yes. Does everyone know this? I don't know. No. It's pretty rare. I have to admit, it doesn't happen that often anyway. It really doesn't happen that often. So, like, the world's not going to come to an end. Yes. Precisely. Meaning this 20 is ochre, even though it says it's ochre, the 30. But it's really ochre, the 35 as well. Now, this ties into...
We
pass
like the
shach. What? We pass absolutely positively like the shach. Meaning, we pass like the shach and the taz. Right? We pass and they're both right. Even the taz, almost all the way through. Even the taz, almost all the way through. Assumes that the shach is possibly passing like both of them. Just this is too obvious. The taz mostly for also assumes you pass like both of them. Towards the end, he wants to be daik and the Ramban and the Rashba, both of which are questionable, that maybe we talk and don't pass like the shach. Right? But Lemaisa, everyone agrees you pass like both of them. Okay, what does the Ramban mean? The truth is that if you look inside the Ramban, you're telling it either. But we'll get to that. Anyway, we pass them like both of them. But again, this is not such a chiddush.
That's just the top.
Right. But this, even though the Taz suggests that maybe the shach's wrong, maybe the Ramban and the Rashba don't agree with the shach, but the Maisa, we pass like that on the shach. This is the bigger chiddush that is waiting in your most recent trash that is always waiting to be resurrected. And it only means once to resurrect. That's the finish principle of Orach Bezman Olam. And most Rishonim agree with that. Also, it really, even though the Taz claims that the Rashba and Ramban might not agree with that, simple pshat is could be even more pshat. Okay, this ties into what the case in the Gemara was.
It's also the best people to quote the
Yeah, the same principles would apply to Chumash. I mean, the application, you know, you have to work out the numbers, but same exact principle. Let's just say, you're chas, and then your test, tesvav, your dalid, chaf, chaf, gimel, and then all of a sudden, your chas would be back.
Yeah.
Or it was mamma.
Like, a woman, let's say, a woman never has any pattern her whole life. 3 months in a row, she had a fluke. And she thought, then never have me in heaven. The next time she sees the new test, go back on them.
That is the halacha. The only machloksi, me and Michael Goldman, is that, and what if this woman is not so educated and doesn't know this set of Shulchan Aruch, and she forgets that? Michael Goldman thinks the world comes to an end, and I think the world will not come to an end, but we both agree that the halacha is that, yes, Yudkat comes back. Even though it seems counterintuitive, there's a certain point you just call coincidence, but nonetheless, that comes back because that's the way the halacha works.
I thought Rebbe's over that more people know this, and I think that almost nobody knows.
No, I agree that almost nobody knows that. Yeah, I agree with you. Those of you should teach people to keep the halacha with a kila. But the two machlokas, me and Michael Goldman, are number one. I think if someone messes up this halacha, that's not the worst thing that's happened since Korban Bayis Sheni. And number two, I don't think you have to tell every 13-year-old girl to start keeping track of it just in case. Don't happen. Something you have to worry about just in case. I don't think it's something you have to worry about just in case. We can assume it didn't happen until we knew it happened. No, it happened. And if she messed up, then the world will come to an end.
One just the question is it at some point do women ever is it like how is it, at some point a woman's life will find her some sort of pattern?
Meaning a woman will she randomly at some point have three somethings in a row which will give her a couple at some point.
This is common, some point in her
life. I don't
that also assumes that they are always keeping track of 3 months before, right?
For sure, when they do on pen and paper, the question is they go
back.
Yeah.
Every time.
The answer is, that they might have. That they were told in their contract. That they were told in their contract. Anyway, the answer. But I haven't run the math. I do once one of my students came over to me very, very excited that she was Kovea versus Bilud. But I was just like, again, I'm heretical. I wasn't sure to be so excited. Tana, if you want to say I'm doing Pidyon Petra Hamor, okay, that's exciting. Like, yes, I'm Zoche, the Kipa, Halacha, that Nadira, etc. That's his Bilud. What makes it a little exciting for me is like, there's those start are obviously a low plug based on a certain svara. Like, we all know this is going for them. But like, you know, that we're getting excited about? I don't know. Again, maybe I'm too heretical, but I wasn't excited. I want to brush your bubble. They also have their sensitivity, even a lot of they look. But I just wasn't excited about it because, like, we all know it's, we all know it's coincidence. We don't really think it's going to happen next month. Okay, because the way the halakhic system works is you have to draw the line someplace. I remember at the time, I told her, you should remember this for the rest of your life. Hope I did. Okay, bye. Okay, let's just discuss the Gemara for half a second. Gemara's lashon is a little different. What the Gemara's lashon is, Kavua Esther. Right? That's all I know. Kavua Esrim. Then I'm going to add one thing. Esrim Lomarasa. Right? Can I just abbreviate? Esrim, there is no blood. That X means no blood. Shlokim, there is blood. Esrim, there's no blood. You did such a good job.
Remind me of the others.
Lo rasa. Shlokim. Rasa. Then the verse is something funny. Shlokim, lo rasa. Esrim, Rasa and Orach Bizmanoba. That's more scary. Of course, what's weird about let's see. Shinsa Yom Shloshim. He Yom Esrim La Rasa, then etc. He Yom Shloshim Rasa, Esrim below Rasa, Shloshim below Rasa. Oh, sorry, we have to put one more.
Obviously,
if she's in Shloshim, yes. S room. Yeah. Well, keep in mind, if she had seen a third Shloshim, that would be a new slit, right? New state. Okay. What the fun? And what the principal or was my 30's gone? I mean, 30's so obviously gone. She meant the 30's gone. The thing that just comes back, 20 comes back. And that's the big finish because
something was uprooted three times, it comes back. What's the problem with Gemara? The problem with Gemara is, how do you have Esrim? Esrim since when? That's the problem with Gemara. Esrim since when? Which, like, the Machaber fixes by sort of taking out something, right? And that's the problem. Esrim since when? So, you see the problem? What are the solutions to Esrim since when? One solution is 20 days from when? 20 days later she didn't see. 30 days later she didn't see. Right? Meaning counting from when? Here. Counting from the last period, she didn't see 20, she saw 30. Counting from the last period, she didn't see 20, she saw 30. Counting from the last period, she didn't see 20, she didn't see 30. Well, what do you mean she saw 20? 20 didn't when? You see the problem with tomorrow. So, right? Okay. Mashtabas. I only have a case of 20. So the Shach's answer is, stick in. What does the Shach say? It says the Shach. Stick in, you know, 35. I made up 35. He doesn't say. Yeah. It means she didn't get the 20, didn't make 30. And then she's gone 20. How could she see on 20? It means she saw twice, once, and then again on 20. Right? That's what the Shach. The Shach says that's obviously in the Gemara. The Gemara says she's 20, and you can't. Don't even really start counting it. Obviously, she sees once and on a random day, and then on 20. Right? Actually, the Shach. The Rambam and the Taz, according to many Rishonim, fixed it in a different way. The Rambam and the Taz and many Rishonim fixed it in a different way. He just said, it's not a phlogus, it's days of the month. Who says 20 and 30 is a phlogus? She only saw the 20th. In Nisan, she didn't see on the 20th, so the 30th. In ER, she might be seen. In Tishrei, she didn't see on the 20th, so the 30th. In Cheshvan, she didn't see on the 20th, she saw on the 30th. In Kislev, she didn't see on the 20th or the 30th. And then Ketanim, she saw on the 20th. No problem. And that's the solution to Rambam. And that's what the Taz says that he thinks the Ramban said. It's funny, he didn't have a copy of the Ramban. I have a copy of the Ramban. I'm the old copy of the Ramban. Right? Says the Ramban, the Ravid, I mean, is a little unclear. Haravid, Paris Lazub, Vesta Chodesh. Yeah, Lamudli of Tof Bachodesh is the Lamed Bachodesh. Lafi Paris, Vesta Haflaga. Why did the Ravid say that? Because then Haflaga, like, you don't have Haflaga, you didn't think of the Shah. Shah had something in it. So, what are the solutions? The answers are one, the Shah. And a review. And I'm not adding, when it says 20, it obviously means 15 and 20. And Ravid and Ramban, Lafi Taz, says it's Yom HaKodesh. It's Yom HaKodesh. Here, I admit it's a little unclear what the Rashba thinks. It's also a little unclear what the Taz thinks, the Rashba thinks, because the Rashba says something funny. What does the Rashba say? Yom Esrim Rasa Dikatani? What is the 20 from? I mean, he says, Meri Yashloshi. The 20 is 20 days after she's still on day 30. How can the 20 be 20 days after she's still on day 30? Because she's still on day 30, and she didn't see 20 days later. And don't say she's still on this day 30, so she didn't see on day 30. So L'Ora, the Rashi was confusing. L'Ora, what let me take it back. This is what the Rashi said, the Taz thinks the Ramban said at first. I did not put myself up today. Ramban Lafi Havamina, the Taz. That's what he says in the first Ramban form. But what did the Rashba sound like? The Rashba is very because he clearly doesn't match her here to the Gemara. He says it's 20 days after she's still on day 30. It seems to be that the Rashba must have deleted some of your souls from our Gemara. And Rashba starts at quoting our Gemara. It's difficult. He starts at quoting our Gemara and then says something that just can't be. But the simple shot is that the Rashba and Ramban Lefi what do they say? They say it's like the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch. They delete something. They say, no. Change to 30, and then sell 20. They just have to delete some of these in-between parts of the Gemara. They say, it doesn't say 20 came, which you didn't see. Delete that line. It says, 30 never came because she's on 20. That's how they reread the Gemara. Okay, they also have to delete part of the Gemara. But, I mean, they delete it. Maybe that's a different Gersa. Okay, maybe they have a different Gersa, like Shad of Shof Arash, which means a different Gersa. Right, our Gersa can't have that. Michael was suggesting a fourth solution, right, Michael? Do you have a basis for it? Right, but that's not the structure from me, is it? Because we don't have them, I think. But you don't realize they're in bond system. The fourth are in bond.
English is gone on Aleph and 12 weeks on, and then in Loras of the Aleph ER, and she's still Kosheshev, meaning that if Ross on Aleph ER, then she's been Kosheshev for the Haflag on Tessier according to those patterns. Meaning that they apply the proper spark.
No, that's like the opposite.
No, I'm saying they still count from the
they're not counting when she should have seen, they're counting when she didn't see. Yeah. They're just not stopping when she sees again.
No, but meaning they don't count from when she that's counting from when
I think that might even be orthogonal.
What?
I think that might even be orthogonal. Meaning not totally how about. That's a machlokis of we're counting when she did see, but if she sees again in the middle, does it interrupt?
Meaning isn't that another way of saying should we are we counting towards what we think she should
no, see? No, there are two opposite machlokis. One machlokis if she didn't see, can we pretend she saw and count haflaga? That original case, if she did see, can we ignore it and pretend she didn't see and keep counting that flow down? It's not necessarily the same.
All the same, we're pretending she saw on day 30 and then counting 20, not counting.
Oh, no. First of all, Michael said it.
No, but I'm saying if we were to say that, I would have thought to say that.
Well, let's first say something before you ask the question. Okay?
I'm going to bring the Ramban to the right.
Okay. Now, what does the V? Okay. Again, I don't know if this really affects Allah. It's just nice to know the Shachan of the Gemara. The Ramban is the big Shachan of the Gemara, which is really my hopes in the next step of the Gemara. And it's funny that if people knew this Ramban, they would have brought him on their side. The Taz would have liked to know this Ramban. A, he wouldn't have said false things to the Ramban. That's not fair. He wouldn't have said the wrong Shachan of the Ramban here, because he only had part of the Ramban put a better tour, and B, he would support himself. The next says the Ramban himself, he says, you know what this Esther is from? Rapapa. Well, what do you mean by Rapapa? The Esther is from the Esther when she didn't see. 40 days after her last purchase. The Esrom says, no, you wouldn't get the Esrom that's foolish if you didn't see. Why mix? Why? And if you're closer to the soul, you're closer to the soul, then you're closer to Esrom. Esrom from the Esrom she didn't see, right? Like Rapapa. But Michael saying it's Rapapa. But we don't pass like Rapapa. And the Ramban also knows you can pass like we don't pass like Rapapa. So what's the Ramban?
course, I love it. Awesome.
This Gemara is Rav Papa, but no, you couldn't have, because it's a, isn't it a Braisa? Oh, hold on a second. This is a Braisa, which is, it's a Braisa, which is Kavase to Rav Papa in something else. But nonetheless, then Rav Papa should have brought it in his other place also. So, if this is going to be the issue in the next guest, which is a big machlokas. What machlokas are popping in the Brit Yerushua? Do we count the haplager from when she saw or from when she should have seen? When you have two options, count the haplager from the Ria or from when she should have had a Ria. Here, there are two options. There hasn't been any Ria. Maybe if there's no Ria, even more Puna Brit Yerushua admits you count from when she should have seen. If there's no competition. If it's competition, you can count from the blood or from when we thought the blood would come. Count from when it came. But if there's no competition, there was no dam at all. She hadn't bled for over a month. Do we not count at all? Or do we count when she should have seen? Then maybe even Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua admits that we count when she should have seen. But now life was better. The pipes in for Besser. It's a Yiddish joke, not me. You know the Yiddish joke, no? It's so much Amkos. The famous guy who put out a Yiddish edition of the full works of Shakespeare, a Peitschen and Verbessert, translated and improved. There's a lot there. Okay. That has become a, it's like a phrase by now. Yeah. Correct, meaning all the pshatim, except for the one who erases one like this, admit that it's, even though it was nekar, it's get resurrected. It's only the Rashba who might deny resurrection.
Would the Ramban have a limit? Meaning,
yes, we'll get to it.
Okay.
I can't speak to the man himself, but I can speak for those in his sheet. Okay, Shmuel, help me out here.
But they're saying, no matter what you say of the shot, in the case of the woman who becomes pregnant, you don't see for a while, regardless of what shot has, she'll her fetus would be resurrected.
I mean, if a woman doesn't, if a woman gets pregnant and has a baby and then goes back to her fetus after the baby, then it wasn't even nekar because she was in timeout. She was paused. Meaning, you're not okare when you're pregnant and nursing. So in that case, you don't even need Arkham's manava. It was just that, it was just a pause, and then you unpause. Everyone agreed to it. Yes, the finish of the shot. And the Taz agrees at first. Then said maybe some of the children don't agree, but Eric Lamaisa is that even if you had three akiros, but if you're just pregnant and nursing, that's not even, that's zero akiros, because that's like mamash timeout. Let's just hazard for a second. Okay, it's a gishmak gemara. You got the board, Rachel? Let's just hazard the case of the gemara. And what kiddushin do or don't come out of it, and whether we hold like those kiddushin. Okay? What does the gemara say? The gemara says, right? Kavua 20, 20, 30, 20, 30, 20, 20. What does it mean according to each shot? According to the shot, it basically means Kavua 20, 30, 30, 35, 20. And the Kiddush is, right, resurrected Vesas Kavuah. The Gemara says Orach Bismanovah. Orach Bismanovah, the question is what it means. But what we call Orach Bismanovah, according to the Ravid and the Ramban, would be the Havamina of the Taz, what's the case? Kavua, Kaf l'chodesh, Lan l'chodesh, Lam the Chodesh, nothing in the Chodesh, and Chof the Chodesh. And same Chodesh. Even though Chof was uprooted three times, since Lam it wasn't established. If Lam had been established, there would have been established, that would be empty recycling bin. Okay, according to the Ramban himself, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is 20, 30, 30, and 40. Technically, the way we count, 20 and 20 is 39, because you're like the 20th day and the 20th day, but let's ignore that for our purposes, right? And then there are two Chiddushim. One, same finish, even though, notice, 20 was uprooted three times. No blood on 20, no blood on 20, no blood on 20. It was taka uprooted three times. Even though it was uprooted three times, it's resurrected. Second finish is that, Rabhuna Bray, the Rav Yoshua, Mode Lerav Papa, and Monim Hafluga, Miyom. What's the phrase they use? Shais Amura Liros? Amura Liros? M. Lo Rasa Klal. If she sees, we have one she saw and not one she could have seen. Right? But if she doesn't see, then Rav Huna Greger of Shua admits that we have one she should have seen. Double Kiddush. And according to the seemingly the Rashba, right? The Rashba doesn't match any of these. He says that last 20 was after the 30 that she saw, which doesn't match any of these. So we'll already have to change the Gersa. Over Rashba. Right? And Ramban. The theme of Rashba has. We think we put that in Ramban. Only one of the Ramban says. Which is no fault of, you know, they're not the theme. How do we know the Taz didn't have the Ramban? How do we know the Taz didn't have the Ramban? Because he always only quotes the Ramban. He never said he looked up inside the Ramban. This is a pretty rare book in the days of the Akron. Yeah. Even when I was a kid, it was hard to get your hands on a Helsel Sneeder Ramban. It was somewhat of a rare book. I don't know why. Anyway, what was the case here? Abua 20, 30, 30, 20. And what's the Kiddush? Not much of a Kiddush. And clearly it's a Kiddush from Orch with Manuva. Obvious things that if it wasn't uprooted three times, then it comes back and you forget the Inga Kavua. Not much of a Kiddush.
Going back to the Ramban,
Yes, absolutely. I'll just read to you in the Ramban. He says very explicitly. Higia yom esrim v'rasa dekatani ki earth b'zman ova my nihu? A lack of flood. What is it? There is no flood. Igonim hachom anil minyan harroi. Minyan harroi means when it should have been. V'yom arvayim l'riyachron ozu hi re'i es esrim. Like I said, right? Minyan harroi. Yes, let me. Now, do we pass in life? Kiddush, not much. And he suggests that maybe they wouldn't even pass like this. Do we pass like these two Kiddushim? This. Wall, post-gim, all acronym. Acronym. Paskin thus, right? I suggest the Ramban and Rashba might disagree. First of all, he's a wrong shot on the Ramban. And second of all, even the Rashba, it's confusing. And even the Rashba doesn't have a shot, that doesn't mean he disagrees necessarily. Maybe he just had another shot. How about this? This is a big Mahlukas Achronim in the next Sif. That's a big my folks up running the next segment. Okay, just to answer Daniel's question, because we do have to get to the next segment. What?
This. No, sorry. This chiddush. There are two chiddushim, right?
Yeah, of their own.
Yes. Paskin, this chiddush. This chiddush is a big. Here. My focus. I'm throwing them in the next in Siftetlov. Okay, just to answer the real question to illustrate very, very carefully. You got this, all this stuff. I'm quoting a puppet where Puna breed from Yeshua. Is the following. Let's say she was twenty. Could have been 20, but actually saw I'm terrible. When is the next 20? Right? Rav Papa. Rav Papa, 20 from a should have. Right? And Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Too long the name. Says 20 from the actual Riya. And the psak is what the machlokes? 20. Should have seen on 20 and nothing. Then what do you do? Notice, everyone but the Ramban, obviously, but what? Or, we know what Papa would say. No. We know what Papa would say. That's Pasha, right? But Papa would say 20 from the Shunhat. But where would Huna Breid Rav Yeshua say? Now we say, I don't believe in Shunhat, in which case he would say nothing, non-existent. That's what it is. Does he not believe in should-haves? Or does he say actuals are better than should-haves? That's the machlokas. If actuals are better than should-haves, but should-haves are better than nothing, right? So that's talk of the machlokas. That's talk of the machlokas, meaning what Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua say? Rav Huna Breid de Rav Yeshua. What would he say? There are two ways he could go. He could say he agrees in this case. Why? Because should have is better than nothing. We're still choshish for 20, so 20 is better than nothing, right? Or what do you say? There is no yom Hafluga at all. Why? Because there's no such thing as should have. Right? My kids in Hebrew say that amor is the name of a fish. Right? When you say amor leh, that amor is the name of a fish. Amor is a fish. Meaning, we don't care what should have happened. It didn't happen. Right? Imagine there's a fish called Shiva. A Shiva blue fish.
Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly. Didn't you say one of the distinctions between Havesa Kavua and Havesa Jain Kavua is that by Havesa Jain Kavua even not seeing is able to be over, rather by Kavua not seeing can't be over or something?
No, we never see. Says by Havesa not seeing is over everything. The question is, what if you didn't ever get there because you saw it an earlier day? You never got a chance to check. You never got a chance to have the opportunity to test it. Right? That's the difference. Okay.
And how many days is it considered not
We're saying nothing, right? So if Akshin's 30, meaning already 31, I consider that, or?
What's the difference? No, it means 40 from here. It means she didn't see until the 39, right? If she had seen on 31, 32, 35, 38, then obviously we possibly would have issued a recount 22, 38. But if you got already to day 39, 40, now just be suspicious or not. Okay, who are the sides of this? This is the Ramban. This is the Ravid. And other Rishonim who are uncomfortable saying the Ramban's example, right? The Ramban gave that a solution to the question. Everyone else who gave a different solution to the question disagrees. Right? Let's just say Ravid. Ramban himself says, the Ravid gives his answer because he doesn't like my finish. Okay, now, this will also be a machlokes achronim in Sith Tetzvav. This will be a machlokes in Sith Tetzvav between the Taz in Sith Tetzvav, which is a shame you didn't know the Ramban, versus the Maharshal and the Nekudas HaKesser. So the Shachol discussing these gotten the Nekudas HaKesser. I think the chaplain flies in the shop also, doesn't tackle it. It's what it is. Okay, so let us, and this could be halacha answer, right? The woman has a flight of 25 and just skipped her period 1 month. Does she actually go to 25 after the 25? Or is she just exempt from what? Until her next ridya? That could be a halacha answer. So let's go to Tesla. If she had a shinoi or eos, but they were not equal, don't you shin sarv hamachlokes in shloshim hashenim lamed beis v'shlishi lamed dalet? Okay, this is basically going to chazar the concept of orach b'zmanova. Right, chazaring orach b'zmanova. She had three akiros, but they weren't equal. Okay, the shakir points out that this was a terrible example because 30, 32, and 34 are equal according to Rav, just not according to Shmuel. He said, okay, since the Iker, not really a good answer, except the Iker, like Shmuel and Rav is just a Chumra, therefore he may give your example, it only worked for Shmuel. Not really a good one, right? You just give an example, it works for everyone. He quotes a Bach who says undecipherable things. So basically, the Shachin's Kun Membei says it was a poor choice of example. The Bach says things that don't make any sense to the Shach, and I haven't found anyone who they do make, I don't know, especially on the Bach, right? The Bach wouldn't say things that make sense, but anyway, so skip the Shach.
He's trying to say there was a Diva Kapolu, but that goes on here, Diva Kapolu
only did. I know he's trying to say that, but it doesn't compute.
Why?
It doesn't fit the word. Leon Shloshim. He basically said Yom Shloshim and Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Dalid are talking about Haflagos, and therefore there are only three, and the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is four or five. But Yom Shloshim and Yom Lamed and Yom Lamed Dalid mean four. It doesn't work. Okay, Lo Mashanah. Forgetting about this, right? Let's assume we're like, these are random three. What happened? Nekar Vesa Rishon, the first one is Nekar, right? The Ein Lo Vesa's Kosh, there's no Vesa's Kavur at all. Vim Chodro Leo Vim Vesa Rishon, but she ever sees again on the original day. Right, that's the concept of Orach B'Zmanova. Right, Orach B'Zmanova. If she has three uprootings, it's uprooted, but it's waiting in the wings, and if it ever happens once again, it's back to full strength and needs three times to be okert. Okay, that's not the controversial part. No, except for that weird shot in the base. Here's the controversial part. The Hu'a Din Lehefsika Milira Sholosh Onos. Likewise, if she just stopped seeing for three onas here means like she had a Vesa Kavua and she missed it three times in a row. And then she goes back and sees the original day. She's back to full force. I mean, there are two ways to seemingly be okay your Veses, but have it remain in the wings. One is to change three other days, but not the same three days. three different days, or to just miss it three times. How do you miss it three times? So Yom HaChodesh, 3 months, you don't see on any day of the month, or Tafladesh, multiply it by three, and you don't see for that long. Now, where is the controversy here? There is a very long task, exceedingly long task. Okay, let's summarize the exceedingly long task. We'll summarize here, because the hour's already late. Okay, if you want to read the whole thing, it's quite wonderful. Let's summarize the long task. There are two machlokos here between the Taz and the Shach, etc. You know what? Now let's try to, what happens, again, it's all haflaga. If these are, you know, these are days of the month, then everything shmeets. All right, days of the month, there's really nothing so exciting about it. She has a kavua day of the month and sees on three other random days. It's Nekar, but waiting in the wings. If she sees once, then it's resurrected. If she kavua day of the month, then she just doesn't see for 3 months. It's Nekar. She met it three times. And it's waiting in the wings. If she hasn't seen that day of the month, it's resurrected. Okay, that is fairly straightforward. One little machlokas in 10 minutes will apply to day of the month. The question is what to do with haflaga, because we seem to be talking about haflaga. At first, we're talking about haflaga. 30, 32, 34 have to be haflagas. So before we're talking about haflaga. So what happens when she doesn't see for three haflagas in a row? Right? What's the case of this Shulchan Aruch?
Where is my alleged eraser?
What happens if she doesn't see, let's say her plug is 25, she doesn't see for 75 days. Again, technically, it's really 3 days, like day one, day 25, and then day 25 to 49, and then 49 to 73, but we're not going to be pedantic now. Or the example is 20, and she doesn't see for 60 days, whatever the case, may be. The Taz here goes through a lot of work, and he's the Dice Beis Yosef. Agrees with him. In that, let's get the Taz here. What happens? 20, 20, 20, 20. And then, here's a long time. Nothing. For 60 days, right? Nothing for 60 days. She went three almost without seeing. What happens if she has nothing for 60 days? What happens meanwhile? So what happened in those 60 days? Said the Taz. Well, she's Hoshetra. Then 20 from then, she's Hoshetra. And then 20 from then, she's Hoshetra. She had to worry about her Veses every 20 days. Because that's the shot, that's the Taz Shita. The Eve of Rabbeinu Bnei Yehoshua. He said, you should always count for when you did bleed, not when you should have bled. But if you didn't, then at least count when you should have. After all, maybe she missed this 20. Maybe it's going to be another 20, 20 from then. So therefore, basically, you have three akivos here because she has to be located three times for her vessels. That's the task. Which is exactly what I wrote on the board there.
And the fourth time, she has to look again?
No. And then it's over. Until she sees it, but it's still waiting in the wings, so she won't cover anything else. However, says the Marshal, who he quotes and argues with, and the Shach, the Kudus Kesef, who argues with him, Herod Lister, Divri Marshal, the Chol Dvar Vayner Nirin, The Pshat, as everyone knows, is like the Marshal. What is the Marshal and the
They say,
"20." Of course, she was Chosheshes.
And that is it.
There wasn't another 20. Because they say you never count from a Shut. Right? That's my focus here. In between, did she Horesh and Dubadika on three Vestos? 20, 40, 60? Or did she only have one Vestes? And then there was just no hefty tendency of a Vestes again. Basically, once this day 20 passed, she didn't have to keep anything. She doesn't have to keep all her bangness because she has Vestes Kavua. And she has to keep 20 until it's uprooted three times, but there just isn't another. There's no hefty tendency of 20. 20 was only uprooted once. But there's no hefty tendency of another 20, so she doesn't have to keep anything. Right? That is the machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. The first machlokas, I should say, between the Shach and the Taz. And how do we paskin? We paskin like the Shach. We paskin should have been the name of the fish. Right? We never count for what you should have seen. What happened here? According to the Taz, she uprooted her vestes three times by keeping three vestes and nothing happened. According to the Shach, she only uprooted it once. But nonetheless, practically, she never has to worry about it again, meanwhile, because there's no hesitancy until she sees again and has something to count from. That's the first focus. Now, here is the second focus. When does this Vestes get resurrected? When does 20 come back? And here's where it's going to be a little more complicated than we might think if you just guess based on what's on the board. What does the Sotnark say, the Machaber? Only if Chazor Livers Viola Vestes Harishon, right? When does 20 come back? Only if she sees again on day 20. And by the way, 20 after here doesn't count on day 20. By now we've given up on, even the Taz gives up on that. That doesn't count as day 20. So when does it get resurrected? Right? When? Does 20 get resurrected? Right? Maybe this is what's that, almost the last machlokes we'll make. When does 20 get resurrected? So the Machaber is very, very clear. Only if she sees again on day 20 and the Shach agrees. Only she sees again on day 20. Says the Shach and the Machaber, only if she sees on day 20 from a previous Re'iyah. Only if she sees on day 20 from a previous Re'iyah. That's the only time it gets resurrected. Meaning, it only gets resurrected if she has two radios, one, and then 20 days later, another one. Why does the Shach say that? Right? That's what I meant, but it's not what you would think from reading that part of the board. Because what you're saying is that, according to the Taz, I understand that more, even though the Taz will disagree, strangely enough. And then it was uprooted three times. According to the Shach, it was only uprooted once. Why was it uprooted? Why does almost everyone? Why does maybe even everyone agree that it was uprooted? Why? Even Lefishtach, there's a special rule that Hafsakas Gimel Onos is an Akira. It's not a natural Akira. What? No, is the Gemara an application of pre-existing rule or a new rule? That's what I mean. I don't mean special rule like not in the Gemara. I don't mean it too far. Basically, according to the Taz, it's more natural that it's Nekar because it failed three times. According to the Shach, it's not so natural that it's Nekar because it only failed once and there's no Hechi Temtzi. Nonetheless, there's a special rule called Hapsakas Gimelonos. Hapsakas Gimelonos is an Akira. Why? Because it's such a messing up of the system that it's okay.
What else could be the exception for Shach?
You could have said it was only Nekar once. And therefore, the next time she sees, she has to be Hoshit for 20. After that, even if she sees them. Just said, right? As a matter of fact, I think that's what the Marshal thinks. Yeah. Now, what's the other option? When does 20 get resurrected? One option is the Shaklum Kaver, meaning she needs two Re'ios, 20 days apart, in order to resurrect 20, right? That's another way of saying this. Right? Another way of saying this is two Re'ios, 20 days apart. The other, now, is that another option in interpreting the Mechaber? The Mechaber is very clear. But it's another option, disagreeing with the Mechaber, says the Taz of the Maharshal, so, next Re'ia, as soon as she sees, she now has 20 is resurrected. As soon as she sees, 20 is resurrected. Why, as soon as she sees, is 20 resurrected? Meaning, it was never Nekar, right? That's my focus. It was never Nekar. Let's even put this a little sharper. The Taz claims the Beis Yosef agrees with him. Okay. The Taz claims the Beis Yosef agrees with him, as he said in the end. I disagree with the Varshal. There's like the Parish Beis Yosef is the Parish Beis Yosef is Iker. Okay, let's say this better, right? I feel like it's not before the Taz. Basically, we're going to split it. Let me say this better. What's funny is that we're going to mix and match. How are we going to mix and match? When does 20 come back? What are the two possibilities? Says the Shach and the Mechaber, only if she sees twice. Twenty days apart. Meaning, what does that mean? It means 20 was Nekar. Means 20 was Nekar, right? Only she sees twice 20 days apart because 20 was Nekar. What are the Taz and the Marshal? Sorry, both these are not in chronological order. Say nope. Assume. As she sees, she has to be hosted for the next 20 days from then. Why? Equals. Was not Nekar. That's my focus. 20 Nekar or not? The Mechaber and the Shach say 20 was Nekar. When does it come back? Like all Nekars, it's in the trash bin. If it happens once, it comes back. Says the Taz and the Marshal, 20 was not Nekar. As soon as she sees, 20 days later, she has to be hosted. And what did Yehuda Gertler say to me? He said, I'm cool with the Mechaber and the Marshal, but not the Shach and the Taz. Right? That's what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the Svara? Basically, you have two different Svaras for each of these. For the Mechaber, it's Neva. It was Nekar. Again, if you assume the Taz is right, Shach and the Taz, you'll say that he agrees with them three times. for the shah, you have to say, I won't say special, it's a new rule. That Gimel Onos is an Akira. It's a new rule. Hafsakas Gimel Onos is an Akira. Special rule.
Why does the chat think it's a special rule that Akira Gimel Onos works differently than the way that one being why can you?
Ah, it's a special rule that it uproots, but there's no new business. It's not a special rule that it counts as if you made a new business. It's only a special rule that you uproot.
What's the far
of? As far as Pasha, since you have a total disruption of the system, that breaks what you have. But since you didn't, it's still in the wings because there's nothing new.
No, I mean, once you've met the whole system of the body.
Okay, at a certain point, I'm just going to say kaha.
Okay.
How about this case? Here, you are solid, Mira. After all, it was never Nekar. You only missed it once. And then there was no he tendency to miss it a second and third time. We're going to have to say a special rule. What's the new rule? This is what's funny. How can we have a new rule also? 20 days comes, that's one Akira. Another 20 day comes, that's the second Akira. Another 20 day comes that is about to say that it's a third Akira and be ochre in the best sense. But then all of a sudden we have a new rule. The new rule is that Hafsakas Gimel Onos is a timeout. In his Lashon, he doesn't use the word timeout. In his Lashon, it is mitulekes damim kmo meuberes umenika. Meaning, what's his special rule? His special rule is the opposite special rule of Shah. Once you miss for three, once you have a sugzim lonus and gulaim nosa, you didn't miss your bestest three times. You were just in a timeout. Something was going on in your life that pressed pause on the menstrual cycle. But as soon as it unpauses, you're back where you were. Just like if you get pregnant and nurse a baby 2.5 years later, you didn't do any Akiros. Why didn't you do Akiros? What Akiros? You were in a timeout. You were paused. Why did one else? It's a pause. So here's what's funny. The Shach says it's only one Akira. But once you get to 60, it's a special rule of Akira. Sorry, it was only Nekar once. Once you get to 60, it's a special rule of Akira's Vesta Kabbalah. Taz says you're ochre three times. But once you get to 60, the special rule of the Gwai knows La Freya that it was a pause because you were sick and there was something wrong with you and not that you were over your bestest. Okay, after the Marshalna and the Chaver, then it works out a little better. Halacha Maisa, let me just paskin. And how do we paskin on this? So the later Ekronim pretty much all paskin, like the Shaf and not like the, and the Machaber, not like the Taz, meaning it is Ne'akar. And for what reason is it Nakar? Remember, it is Nakar for the reason of the Shah, because we pass like the Shah in the other machlokas over here. So notice there are four different shitas here. So we pass like this one, that it was really you only missed it once, it was only one Akira. But once you hit day 60, or three times whatever it was, it could be day 105 or 120, depending on what it was. Once you hit day 60, it's a special rule that it's Nekar, but of course it's waiting in the wings. Okay, who doesn't like my first, but
why didn't you have the Machaber?
Because for the Machaber, if he holds the Beis Yosef, like the Taz, it was Taka Nekar three times. Machaber is the Beis Yosef. Okay, I basically didn't say it in quite so many words, but let's assume, let's grant him his deal. Okay, that's what we have to say here. There's one more detail. I'll just mention one more detail, and then we will call it a day. If you want to ask a question, of course, you can ask as many questions as you want. But fascinating question. Let's say 20, 20, 20, 20, 80. let's remember what happens here. According to the Shas, you're not poshis for 20. According to the Taz, you are poshis for 20. Are you poshis for 80? Are you poshis for 80? Interesting question, no. So, which is more than three periods? Are you poshis for 80, which is more than three periods? Reasonable question. So, for that matter, what about 20, 20, 20, 20? You know what? I think it's a little difficult. Would you forgive me? I'll illustrate it this way. 30, 30, 30, 30, 100. Whether or not you're close for 30 is machlokes gashach and taz. Are you close for 100? 30, 30, 30, 30. 61. Everyone agrees you're closest to 30 in this case. Was it neck or according to anyone? But are you closest for 61? This is the machlokes right here. Says the Marshal. According to the Marshal, what's the difference between missing three periods and missing less than three periods? Either way, it's only one akira. So either way, there's no special rule of akira. Since the only difference between missing three periods and missing less three periods is whether you have to be focused for that super long one. Said the Maharshal. No, we're not focused for longer than Gimel Onos. You don't have to be focused for 100. 100 is ridiculous. You don't have to be focused for that long. Said the Chavos Das in Pesach Tshuva. If we are kosher, the sky's the limit. We're kosher even for 100. That's the Pesach Tshuva Ches. It's funny, he doesn't point out that again, it's the Marashah, but Seder. This was in Sif. Good, that was just Hazara. What's that from Sif? Sif what? Sif Yudbe. And Sif Yudbeis, and Chavos Das, same Chavos Das, here already it's Kahanalav, right? This is like nothing for him. Said to Mar Choshe. Said to Dagul Merbaba, the Matur Tinyana, no, we're not Choshe for a two Ona Hathwara. So the Dagul Merbaba is actually. The Marshal is explicitly reposting for two, just not for three. So it seems like the Dogma above it says anything around two periods or more, or the only maintenance is or more, if you don't have investments, Kavua, we're not Koshish. We're Koshish for anything less than three, but if more than three, we're not Koshish. And the Chavos Das says the sky's the limit. What? Because her last flood was 100. So you have to Koshish 100 days from then. 30 days later, 100 days later. Right? These are our flows. So what if
she needed the first one here?
What if the next 99 days she doesn't see? So on the 100th day, she has to be kosher.
How do we say that? Like, once she misses, oh, I mean, once she misses 3, it's like a dump. We can say that now makes it.
For sure. Yeah, obviously. Disagree with that Marshal. He might even say that. I mean, obviously, he disagreed with Chavos Das. Obviously, he disagreed with Chavos Das, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Halacha Maisa, this sample shot is, it's hard to tell what most Achrona hold like, but you know, the compromise Shita is a good Shita. What's the compromise Shita? This is the most Mekel. This is the most Machmer. This is the middle. Sorry, the right says two periods worth your coaching for, three periods worth your nap. Not the three possible like the Marshal. Okay, I think we will call it a day now. And we'll pick up Mirza Hashem. Today's Tuesday, right? Pick up Mirza Hashem on Sunday. And we will continue, and we are getting close to the end of the session. I want to make one scheduling note. Next weekend, I'm going to America for the Chag HaSmicha. So I'm going to miss, not 5 days from now, Sunday, not this Chag Shabbaton, but the day of the Chag itself. I'm going to miss Sunday, I'll be at the Chag HaSmicha. So I want to move 2 Sundays from now, Shir, to next Thursday instead. So next week we'll have Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then we'll just have Tuesday. So the next 4 Shiurim will be Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. That way we'll take into account my change of schedule.
Pretty impressive with
Shiurim here. It's only one Shinoi. I have a double Vetas HaShavua Kavua. Nothing to worry about. I'm really the savior. Okay, I'll obviously remind you of that 100 times, so don't worry. I have to find a different venue because Thursday is the slot, but we'll work it out.
What would Rebbe say about this